The other options we're suggesting to him is, you know, things like having, obviously it's not appropriate to have a specialist teacher for every subject in every primary school for only the few students that are there, but things like we have a language teacher that goes around and teaches five schools within our cell, which is called the Ningen cell. So she visits each school twice a week. So we're asking for something similar along those lines, to have one specialist teacher that is not attached to one specific school but is attached to many schools, and then they can go around and provide that specialist education to those children.
And as far as the exemptions go, parents have the option to apply for an exemption just for the two-year period. Why are you calling for more parents to apply for those exemptions?
We want to encourage all parents to apply for the exemption so that we can show the government that we are, you know, that all parents in rural and regional areas are really serious about wanting to keep their children at home with them for that extra year. So we're hoping that if the government can see the volume of exemptions being applied for, it will show, you know, that we really do take this seriously. Therefore, we're hoping that it will encourage them to start sitting down at the table with us and coming up with some ideas of how we can make this happen so that we can keep our children at home with us.
And when do applications for those exemptions close?
There's not actually a specific date for the exemptions to close, but we do encourage all parents to apply for the exemptions sort of now, so that, you know, if they do decide to change their mind, they're welcome to cancel their exemption application. If once the closing date finishes and they decide that they do want to have the apply for the exemption, then it's going to be too late. Many parents might be holding off from applying for the exemptions because they're hopeful for a positive change and a change of heart in the government, which will allow their children to stay in primary school for year seven. But we need to stress to those parents that it's really vital that they apply for the exemptions now.
If you take the primary school in Bencubbin, for example, I think you said earlier there's five year seven students there currently.
Yeah, that's right.
So do you think parents are worried that if they apply for an exemption and their kid does stay in year seven, and then all the other kids leave to boarding school in year seven, their kid will be left alone?
I don't think it's a case of parents worried that their child will be the only one left at school. I think all parents are going to use this exemption to be able, in their favour, to be able to keep their children at home with them. And I don't think that parents will be more interested in sending their children away rather than keeping them at home with them.
And you suggest this idea as an option past 2017 to have the specialist teachers in schools to teach the Year 7 curriculum. How likely is it that Minister Collier will budge on this issue and look into those options?
We're hoping that the more information that we can provide Mr Collier and the government with, the more that they will realise that, you know, there are two sides to the story. They're looking at the higher end of the scale where they're only concerned with, you know, the education of the children and the benefits for them to go into high school. But I think they probably haven't really considered, you know, there is a flow-on effect into our primary schools and into our communities and how it actually affects families. So we're hoping that they will, you know, start to look at that and realise that, you know, this is also an important part. And, you know, we really want to work with the government on this issue. We don't want to fight with them. We want to be able to sit down with them and have a discussion with them. And, you know, we want this to be an agreeable process. We don't want it to be a huge argument. We want to make sure that the government's happy and we're happy with how things have worked out.
Now, there's a team within the Department of Education that's been set up to communicate with parents and schools and communities to make the adjustment between the transition period and post-2017 as seamless as possible. Have you had much to do with this group?
No, I actually haven't, because that department is just has been created so that people with queries can maybe ring up and, you know, have them answered. But my main drive is to actually address, you know, the politicians that need to be addressed, because they're the ones that are going to, at the end of the day, make the changes and implement the changes, not the office who is set up you know, for the Year 7 transition questions.
If families would like to apply for an exemption, how do they go about it?
They just need to sit down with their the principal at their school. You know, the process is really, really simple. I went into Bencomben Primary School yesterday and spoke with our principal to apply for an exemption for my daughter, who is currently in Year 5, and my son, who is currently in Year 3. And these are the age groups that will be affected by the transition exemptions. It's just a couple of minutes with the principal and your application is finished.
Trofina, thanks for your time on The Country Hour today.
No worries. Thanks, Olivia.